When we first started meeting, you said something interesting that I hadn't thought about, and that was the power of forward thinking and how when you think in the past, it's kind of, I don't know if you said misery, but it's bad news. When you think in the future, that's where hope is. Talk about that forward thinking, I think you called it. What does it mean to you?
Well, to talk about forward thinking, we first have to realize that our loved one, and I do not like saying this. In fact, the first time I talked about this, I related it to my own situation of having an infant daughter die and burying her in Athens, Ohio, as a young 21, 22-year-old father, and going back to her nursery and seeing that my wife at the time had painted it pink and all the toys on the floor. But now she was a part of my past and forever would be a part of my past. So that lays the groundwork for forward thinking. What do you want to do? Do you want to think in terms of the past? That's where your loved one is, especially after a death. That's what we want to do. And we spend time there. But we need to eventually give ourselves permission to spend less time thinking about the past because it ends up in depression and possibly even clinical depression. And what we want to do is really begin to think in the future and think forward. And that's what you're talking about is forward thinking. The best illustration I have of this, my mother died about a year ago, 99 years old, and she was ready to die. My mother was a college professor until she was 82. My father died when she was 66. She dated on and off for 16 years and then finally got married at the age of 82.
Oh my goodness.
And he died 4 years later. So she had some experiences in life and death. But here's something my mother did, Eli. Every night before she went to bed, she would take her little notebook and she would list three or four things that she wanted to do the next day. She did that even when she was grieving over my father's death. And it dawned on me one day, this is what kept my mother going. This is what gave her a life. She would list those two or three things, and sometimes they weren't things like my mother accomplished a lot in her life, but these weren't great accomplishments. One of them might have been to finish a book that she was reading. One of them might have been to see a movie that she wanted to see. One of them might have been to play cards with her girlfriends. I mean, they were simple things, but she would list them for the next day, knowing that that gave me a life for that next day, some things I wanted to do. And then here's the other thing she did. As she did them, she carried the list around with her. As she did them, she crossed them off. Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about goals for growth. Right there it is. She had goals every day of her life. And I saw my mother up until the age of 99 grow every day of her life.
Yeah, when people are caught up in tragedy of losing someone, I find a lot of times what they do is they start a foundation. They start public speaking. They dedicate themselves to making it better for other people, which is that type of forward thinking. And so that can be a healthy thing too, because it's a very self-sacrificing thing. It's a very generous thing. And it also, like you says, keeps you from dwelling only on the past instead of looking forward.
Great point. And you know, we talk about, and probably we should talk a little more in one of these segments about rituals, but we talk about rituals and we talk about memorializations. They're entirely different. Rituals really sometimes takes us to the past. That's lighting the candle and sitting and thinking about your loved one and saying your prayers and having a good cry. Memorializations take you to the future. It's your loved one's legacy going forward. It's how you want to redefine your loved one. And so a golf outing, a marathon, starting a foundation, those are all ways that a person leaves his or her legacy, and they're all ways that the survivor ends up engaging in forward thinking.
Right, which is also part of goal setting, which is also a very important element of life and moving forward.